first and foremost, number one goal, defeat Marxism. Number one goal of fascism, defeat Marx. That has to be kept in mind as the, you know, when the boomer tards, I want to break it down to their level, okay? And boomerism is a way of life. It's a mindset. It's not a generational thing. But when we are told that, well, we had to ally with the communists because we had a greater enemy in the Nazis and the Japanese imperialists. So we had to prop up Stalin. We had to ally with him. We had to give him all of Eastern Europe in exchange at the end of the war. And then when we're told, well, we had to deficit spend. Reagan had to deficit spend. We had to usuriously enslave ourselves forever, for all time, for the rest of the Republic, because we had a greater enemy in the Russians. We had to defeat the Russians. So we had to build the B-2 stealth bomber to bankrupt them. We keep being told that we have to do these temporary evil things because of some enemy. But it's always on the wrong side of history. It's always on the wrong side. We look at it, we say, oh, we had to ally with Joseph Stalin? With Stalin, the worst man to ever walk on the face of the planet Earth besides Judas. Stalin, for sure, in the ninth layer of hell right now. And him and Churchill and FDR are buddy-buddy smoking cigars together because Painter Man is really bad. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the enemies are picked by the establishment, right? So we even look at it today, who's the enemy, right? It's Russia. It's not Ukraine. It's Russia, right? And if it's not them, it's China, right? Now, both are wrong. Both are bad. Russia is still rooted heavily in Leninism, Stalinism. China is very much rooted in Maoism. Of course, all forms of Marxism. And to a degree, they are bad. But to what degree? And it should be the degree of America doesn't care. That should be the degree. We should say, look, as long as that stain of Marxism does not step foot on our land, I don't care what happens in Eastern Europe, right? Now, we could say, well, you could get the march of Marxism across Europe. But the reality is the march of Marxism has already won in Europe. And it's why I don't like a lot of the right wingers and stuff like that who are out there. I've kind of unaligned myself with a lot of people. And the reason is because they don't understand. They don't know history. They don't grasp an elevated intellect. And Europe is not, not what it was 1,000 years ago. And it's not going to be what it was 1,000 years ago ever again. And it doesn't matter. You know, we live here, and I've said this a couple times to you privately and others. We live here, and we have to make what we can the best of America. And one way to do that is to fight Marxism and to stop the nonsense. Stop going out there and saying, you know, oh, let's argue about, you know, whatever the nonsense that the grifters are out there arguing, the marital debt or whatever. Look, what happens in your bedroom as a married couple, that's your business, right? You're married, whether you and your wife have relations or not. I don't care. What I care about is the future of this country for my children. And right now, the future of this country for my children is Marxism. That is the way we are going. We have stolen an election. Like him or not, Trump won the election.
Right.
And we stole it.
Right.
We are arresting and indicting the man who literally is winning the election by 47 points right now. He is the only one in a Republican lineup that is beating Biden in the polls. So why are they arresting him? Because they know they can't steal another election.
Yeah.
They know they can't do it. They showed their hand and they got caught. And so they prop up this nonsense of January 6th. Look, January 6th was a bunch of dumb people, right? Now, a lot of people get mad at me for saying it. It was dumb. They never should have done it. They made us all look bad. And it's a throwback, right? everything makes us look bad when you do these bad optics. And everybody goes, oh, you're just an optics cuck. Well, yeah, you have to be. If you want to win the war on Marxism, you've got to be better than the Marxists. And right now, we're not better than the Marxists.
Some people say cultural Marxism is more insidious than overt Stalinist Marxism, and we have seen Marxism pop up in the United States. In fact, we are more of a Marxist country in some ways than Stalinist Russia. Now, I think those people who say that are speaking a little bit hyperbolically. Having just read the Gulag Archipelago, I can tell you that we're not quite there yet. We got a long ways to go before we're as bad as Stalinist Russia. And that was a terrible time to be alive and to be a Russian. However, TradPat, joining us from an undisclosed location here on the Crusade Channel Live Talk Radio, the way it should be, talking about Marxism and defeating Marxism via fascism. What would you say to the proposition that the cultural Marxism that we labor under, the covert takeover of all of the institutions from education, government, politics, mass media, pop culture, that in itself is way more effective and scary and more insidious than anything that Stalin ever dreamed of doing.
Absolutely. I mean, Stalin never could have dreamed of the fact that just by spending time between the 1950s and today of building up our education, our medical, our government faculties to be 99.9% Marxist would have children believing that cutting off their Wang doodle and calling themselves Sally is acceptable. And a normal thing. So this is not, it's not science. Okay. I'm not anti-science, but that is not science. It is a lie. It's a lie perpetuated to make impressionable young people believe that deviant forms of behavior are acceptable just because that's how they feel.
Yeah.
Look, many kids, even prior to all this nonsense, a child, a little girl may pick up a Tonka truck and play with it for a few minutes. A little boy may play with a Barbie doll for a few minutes. It doesn't mean that they're this person. It just means they're a child and it's something colorful and they play with it. That's what they do. But now you have the parents. And this is mostly a generational thing.
Yeah.
It's millennials. It's millennials and their children. And who are their children? Their children are the Gen Z, the Zoomers. Right. The millennials largely became kind of the spiritual second generation of the boomers, where Gen X kind of just went, you know what? I hate the boomers.
Yeah.
Because they were my parents. They left me alone. Right. I had no mom at home because she was off working, not because she needed to, but because she wanted to, because boomers are selfish. They're very selfish, and the millennials are the same way. I was at an airport the other day, and I'll tell you a story real quick about how bad cultural Marxism is in this one example. So I'm at the airport, and I'm standing there in line ready to get on the plane, and there's this couple behind me, and they got three kids. And she's talking to somebody, and she says, oh, yeah, we're going to drop the kids off at their grandparents. We're going on a cruise and no cell phones. And she actually went as far as to say, don't even call me if the kid is dying. I'll be sad when I get home.
Wow.
It's not going to change.
Wow.
Anything. And that right there is the light bulb moment.
Yeah.
That is cultural Marxism. Yeah. That is the idea of what? The self. The self. And where does that all come from? Well, it comes from Crowley. Do as thou will shall be the whole of the law. Mm-hmm. Right? That's Crowley. That's Thelmite. That is the realism of what Marxism really deep down inside is. It's all about self-gratification. It's all about the self. What is the generation, really, the boomers? The self-help generation. right? They brought us Oprah and Dr. Phil and all these other people who had to come out and tell you how to be the best you can be. Again, you and I were talking earlier, and we reject the old ways.
Yeah.
The old ways were get up as a man, work hard. Men used to be, even way back, a lot of these guys out there are like, no, 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 that's Protestant nonsense. No, no, it's not. Men used to go out and work 15 hours a day, come home so that their family had everything they needed. Not excess, but everything they needed. Families used to get into a car together. They'd pack into a car and drive cross country for a vacation together. You know, one of the great movies, I love these movies, right? And they're probably not the most Catholic example of movies, whatever, but the National Lampoon Vacation movies,
yeah.
Right? Because what was it? It was a dad who worked his butt off, and all he wanted to do was take his family on a road trip and go enjoy some time together. Mm-hmm. But we don't do that anymore. Families don't do that anymore. What is the idea of vacation for families? I got to get away from not only my job, but I got to get away from my kids too.